I'm Edward O'Brien. A logging proposal just north of Whitefish seems to have widespread local backing. It's also raised a few quality of life related concerns. Whitefish residents will get a chance tomorrow to learn more and weigh in on the collaborative project. Its supporters say forests in the municipal watershed should get thinned out before a wildfire gets there first. The Flathead National Forest's Deb Bond.
This is where the city of Whitefish gets water.
Some believe wildfires would automatically contaminate the local water supply with ash and increased sediment from runoff. Bond says that's not necessarily the case.
There may not be as much damage to the watershed as we thought there might be, but there is a potential that there could be if it all burns at once. And so we want to try to protect those structures where they actually get the water out and then they send it to treatment.
Proposed activities include timber harvesting on about 260 acres of forest land and fuels reduction treatments, primarily prescribed burning, on almost 900 acres. Sarah Lundstrom of the National Parks Conservation Association says there's a legitimate need to reduce the risk of catastrophic fire, but Lundstrom's group wants it done right.
You know, you're talking about this iconic backdrop of our community here in Whitefish. You see tourists all the time stopping and in the middle of the road to take pictures of Big Mountain and of Haskell Basin and of this area. So it's a big concern for folks up there.
Meaning some residents are worried about how local scenery or the view shed would change after the fuels reduction work ends.
We don't want to see it change that much. Granted, if a fire burned through, we would get to control that change. In that sense, I think it's important to do what we can to reduce the risk of catastrophic fire, you know, but taking those concerns to heart, making sure that people understand what the view shed might look like in the future.
The Flathead National Forest's Deb Bond says that message has come in loud and clear.
That is one of the biggest issues that I've heard, is the effect to the view shed.
She says some of the proposed work will alter the local scenery. That's why the forest has hired a Washington State-based landscape architect.
We identified several viewpoints in around Whitefish from the Flathead Valley, different areas, and she's done some analysis to identify which units will be visible from those viewpoints, you know, which treatment areas, and then, you know, and in hopes to kind of show what it might look like.
Bond adds, change on the landscape is inevitable, regardless of whether it comes at the hands of humans or Mother Nature. She points to previous local timber operations and wildfires as proof.
If you look at that whole Whitefish range, if you go sort of northwest, there was a big wildfire up there, not too far out of Whitefish. You can kind of, from the Flathead Valley, from Kalispell, see that whole range and the changes there. So, you know, we're hoping that it'll sort of blend together, but it's all in the eye of the beholder.
The National Parks Conservation Association's Glacier Field Representative, Sarah Lundstrom, looks forward to seeing the final proposal. In the meantime, she praises the Flathead National Forest for how it's handling the process.
I do think that they're really trying to take the pulse of the community and to see where they might need to do extra work to make sure that this project has community support. And, you know, I applaud that, because I think sometimes people think that the Forest Service just goes out and does their own thing and doesn't pay attention to the community.
Provisions in the latest farm bill passed by Congress allowed Montana Governor Steve Bullock to designate the area as a so-called priority landscape. That means it's eligible for a faster-than-normal review and approval process from the U.S. Forest Service. The Tally Lake Ranger District has scheduled a public meeting on the Whitefish Municipal Watershed Fuels Reduction Project. That's slated for tomorrow from 5:30 to 7 o'clock at the Whitefish City Hall Council Chambers. A final decision on the project is expected by September. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.